All right, we'll bring in Pat Pagano now. And before we get to the weather forecast, good morning, Pat.
Morning.
Now, remember last week when I told you I watched this new show?
Utopia.
Yeah. And I watched the first episode and was simply blown away by it and amazed by the ending. So I decided to watch episode number two yesterday evening. Once again, at the end of the episode, I was left with my jaw dropped.
Really?
Now it really is a very, very, very good show, but it's intense. It's not a show that you can sit and binge on and watch like five episodes in a row. It's just too intense. It's just too intense.
Really?
And it does have violence in it. It does have violence in it. But I tell you, it is quite a show. That's all I'll say. Quite a show. It really does take me a week to recuperate to watch the next. No, it's just real. I'm telling you, Pat, it's really, really intense. And it's like my other favorite show, The Boys. That's an intense show as well. But there's a lot of there's humor and there's more. That's more comic book. This is not. This has very little humor in it. Very little humor. It has a bunch of. It looks like everybody's evil. So if you're ever going to do episodes in the future, and you want to add some violence in your shows, pick a few of these.
Right. You know, I'm sure after I close up, I'll have plenty of time on the weekend to watch it, because right now, if I'm up there on the weekend, I have, you know, nothing to watch.
Yeah. All right. Well, speaking about nothing to watch, you got lots of pretty pictures from the tropics.
Yeah. And that's going to play an important role now, Columbus Day weekend. But before we get to that, there'll be considerable cloud cover here and there today. There'll be sunshine as well, and maybe a shower. Right now, Danbury is the only place reporting a shower. 65 to 70. Tonight, partly cloudy, 50 to 55. Mainly cloudy on Wednesday, but it's warm, mid-70s. Look for late showers. That'll move out tomorrow night. Then partly cloudy and windy, mid-60s for Thursday. Sunny, but now I think it'll be a little warmer on Friday. Is there a low 60s? I'm thinking upper 60s. Saturday looks good. Sunny skies in the 70s. Sunday and Monday are questionable, because Hurricane Delta, which is now to the west of Jamaica, has 100-mile-per-hour winds, a Cat 1 hurricane, expected to become a major hurricane and slam into either Louisiana or the Florida Panhandle later Friday. If it goes into Louisiana, it'll be the sixth storm of the season to affect Louisiana.
I was going to say, and the Panhandle's just recovering from what happened before.
Right. So, you know, waiting and watching. Some computer models bring the rain from Delta up here on Sunday. Some say no, not till Sunday night or Monday. Another one, which is the Euro, says it won't get here until late Monday night. So everybody's got different timing on it. It's just a matter to wait and watch and see what happens. I mean, I have this feeling that it could cut off just to our south. You know, may bring in clouds. But I have a feeling the wet weather would be cut off to our south. And I'm hoping that, because I still have to stain the deck up at the lake house before I close it up.
Well, you never can tell, right?
You never. Not with tropical systems. There's no way. You know, they are the boss, and they could do everything and anything they want. And that was it. I mean, other than that, put Halloween decoration up outside yesterday, so I got that out of the way. I downloaded all of the footage from the weekend into the computer, got that out of the way. Oh, and I emptied my car, and guess what? Wait till you hear this. So I said, let me just empty this car and get everything back into the garage. I have more tools up at the lake house than I did in the garage, because every weekend I was building sets, so I'm bringing this stuff in and out, in and out, in and out. And I had put down, I had like four glue traps. So I put them down the garage for the crickets. And sure enough, you know, there's at least two traps that are filled with them. So as I'm going in and out, in and out, the trap that's right next to the garage door on the right-hand side, I see a couple of crickets in it, but I also see something black in it.
A mouse.
And I said, I'm not going close to that. So I went in the house. I called out our director, Gary. I said, I think you better go look because I think it may be a mouse. And he goes, oh, you got to be kidding. I said, no. Nope. So he went up there close. He goes, it sure is. So right there near the garage door was a little guy that got caught in the glue trap. Do I know if he was coming in or do I know if he was going out? I don't. But the fact is that it was so close to the garage door, it didn't upset me as much. And now, on the bottom of my garage door, I put copper mesh wire. So I'm thinking, before I did this, it may have been there and I just never noticed. I don't know. But what do you think, Marshall? Do you think I have to worry? No, right?
I think that worry once you see him in the house.
Yeah, right.
Close to the garage door it means that it's totally different than being in the house. That's totally different.
I agree.
Now, one of my cats is getting set to jump up on a piece of equipment. He was just on the back of my chair here.
Okay.
So if you hear a lot of things crash, that means he miscalculated. This is a very dangerous time around this time in the morning when he decides he's going to jump up. It's probably about 4 feet high.
Why does he do that?
Because he gets an... It's real... Here he goes. This is going to be a disaster. I wish I could turn the camera on it, but he's thought twice about it now. So he's thinking twice about it. But it really is about, I'll say, 4 feet. And he's... Boy, he's inching to do it. So we'll see what happens. Like if we hear a big thud... And
he went over the...
Sometimes he does a big thud and knocks over equipment. Sometimes he slides off the top of it and falls back behind the equipment where all the wires are.
Oh.
Yeah, that's never good. That's never good. Well, anyway, so the week weather, this week's weather is not that bad. It's all going to be how Sunday and Monday works out.
Yeah, pretty much that's the call right now. I doubt very highly that the rain could reach us on Sunday. I'm talking during the day. I would say the earliest it could reach us is Sunday night. And I would say also that there is at least a 50-50 shot that the thing turns out through the Mid-Atlantic. And maybe the rain only gets as far north as the Long Island and doesn't make it here. That's my thinking.
But wherever it makes it, they'll get a pretty good amount of rain.
Let's put it this way. If it went out through the Mid-Atlantic and the rain moved up the Northern Shield, moved up to Southern Connecticut, if they're on the Northern Shield, they're not going to get much at all.
All right.
They really have to get into the guts of the rain to get real good rain. So that's the other thing. It may rain, but it would be only lightly.
All right. Well, I guess we just sit and wait and watch. Nothing else to do.
No, there really isn't. And, it's going to be a decent day. So maybe you can get out there and do a little walking, Marshall.
Do a little walking after doing some talking.
Right. A lot of talking for you.
All right. Every day, no matter what. It's great when you don't even remember what you say, though.
Okay. You really...
All right, Pat, I will check with you tomorrow, and be on the lookout for those micey.
Well, thank you very much.
All right, Pat, take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat, this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our forecast and the Mouse Report here on Robin Hood Radio.